We wish to thank the Honorable Chief Minister, G.S.B. Chauhan, for his beautiful talk and understanding of the Krishna consciousness movement. Actually, we're very pleased to inform you that today we received another letter from Russia acknowledging receipt of 6 of Srila Prabhupada's books and thanking us very much for sending these books. The letter further said that these books will be of very great interest to scholars and persons specializing in Indian thought and culture in Russia. So, as the Honorable Chief Minister said, this is further proof of the validity of Krishna consciousness, that Krishna consciousness is not a sectarian religious faith, just as there are so many different faiths and so many different fanatical people who are following those faiths. But Krishna consciousness is actually a universal science that has validity in all parts of the world, actually all parts of the universe, all different universes, all different races, not only all different races, but even amongst the demigods, in all species of life, Krishna consciousness movement is all auspicious for the welfare of every living entity. So therefore, we say that Srila Prabhupada is the greatest welfare worker in the whole universe, because he is giving actually giving relief to the living entities all over the world. And this relief can only be given by Krishna consciousness. It cannot be given by any material adjustment. So now we shall ask Srila Prabhupada himself, the real guru of the universe, to speak before this gathering.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjama Salahaya Chakshurun Militam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yeva Mahisha Krita Souhridartha Janeshu deham bhala vartakeshu griheshu jayatma jarat pratimatsu na priti yuktaya padarthascha loke. This is from Srila Prabhupada's translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 5, text 4. Translation: those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders. Nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep body and soul together. Purport: whether he is an impersonalist or a devotee, one who is actually interested in advancing spiritually should not mingle with those who are simply interested in maintaining the body by means of so-called advancement of civilization. Those who are interested in spiritual life should not be attached to homely comforts in the company of wife, children, friends, and so forth. Even if one is a grihastha and has to earn his livelihood, he should be satisfied by collecting only enough money to maintain body and soul together. One should not have more than that, nor less than that. As indicated herein, a householder should endeavor to earn money for the execution of bhakti yoga, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. A householder should lead such a life that he gets full opportunity to hear and chant. He should worship the deity at home, observe festivals, invite friends, and give them prasadam. A householder should earn money for this purpose, not for sense gratification. Text 4.
Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya aprinoti nasadhu manye yata atmanoyam asannapi kleshada asadeha.
When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activities. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Purport. Begging, borrowing, and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse, because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries. In the Vedas it is said, asango hyayam purushaha. The living entity is not really connected with this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body.
Atmana ayam klesa de asade. The real problem of life is not to adjust things materially, change from one form of government to another form of government. These things are temporary. It will not give relief. And this fighting between one party with another amongst the politicians or the Kshatriyas or the administrators, they are going on perpetually. That is not a very new thing. So we should not forget our real life. But ruling over to get political predominance, then maybe fight. That is natural. It is going on. Just like the Battle of Kurukshetra. It is a fighting between two section of the same family. Who is rule over? So there was fighting, but at the same time they did not lose Krishna culture. That is the important point. Similarly, India has got a great culture background. Vedic culture or Krishna culture. Vedic culture means Krishna culture, and Krishna culture means Vedic culture. Vedaścha sarvai ahameva vedyam. Study Veda or Vedanta made to understand Krishna. That is the purpose. Veda is chasadvai. Veda means knowledge. And anta means end. Vedanta. Srila Vyasadeva, he has given us the Vedanta philosophy. What is the purpose? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasachaham ridishanni vishtya matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Veda is chasadvai, aham eva vedyam. Vedanta vid vedanta kritcha aham. So, we should take care of very serious about this culture of Bhagavad Gita. This is India's property. This Vedic culture, the instruction of Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the land of Bharatvarsha, although it is not meant for a particular class of men or a class of people or in a particular country. It is meant for everyone. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid jagrati siddha, especially for the human being. So our request is that we may fight amongst ourselves for political predominance, but why should we forget our real culture, Vedic culture, Krishna consciousness? That is our request. All important men, leaders of the society, they should take this Vedic culture, Krishna consciousness, and not only preach in their own country, but all over the world. If you don't take it, there is a great risk. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Asaddha dhana purusha dharmasya sapanantapa mam aprapva eva nivartante mitra sangharo atmani. Krishna says, personally, he comes, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhara tadātmānansajāma. For the benefit of the human society, because dharmasya glani, dharma is meant for the human society. Dharma is not meant for the cats and dogs. They have no problem. You cannot have any religious principle or institution in the cat society or dog society. Dharmena hina pasabhi savana. Therefore, when human society becomes devoid of dharma, then it is animal society. It is no longer human society. And what is the dharma? Absolutely spoken. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranidam. Dharma means the law or the words given by the Supreme Personality of God. That is all. That is the shortcut definition of dharma. You should do this, you should not do this. Just like the government gives us law. Keep to the right. So that is law. Although it is a very simple thing, keep to the right. But that is law. Similarly, what Krishna says, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. If we take it for proper utilization of this great boon of life, human form of life. Then we become dharmic and our life is successful. So what Krishna said, that is not at all difficult. Even a child can perform. What Krishna said, manmana bhava mad bhakta madjaji manga namaskuru. Very simple thing. Krishna says, always think of me. What is the difficulty? Even a child can think of Krishna. If he goes to the temple and if he understands from his parents that here is the deity Krishna, he is impressed. He understands, here is Krishna, because he is simple. So he can also think of Krishna. I went to the temple, I saw Krishna, very nicely dressed, very nicely decorated, very nice foodstuff was offered, and I got the prasadam. Where is the division? Manvana bhava madbhakta. And if you go regularly to see Krishna in the temple and to remember him, then you become a bhakta. It doesn't require that you have to pass any examination to become a bhakta. Or you have to become a very learned scholar. Because that is the end of knowledge. Vedaishta sarvai, aham eva veda. If you simply understand Krishna, your all Vedic knowledge is perfect. Aradhita jadi hari stamasa tatat kim. If you have understood Hari, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tapasā tatakke, then where is the necessity of tapasya? You have achieved the result of tapasya. Because to understand Krishna is not so easy. Manasyānāṁ sahasyeṣu kaśti jadati siddhaye jadatāṁ abhisiddhyānāṁ kaśti vetimāṁ tatu. To understand Krishna, he requires great tapasya, there is no doubt about it. But if somehow or other you have understood Krishna, then ārādhita jadihari tapasā tatat kim. There is no more need of tapasya. Your ultimate goal of life is already achieved. And ārādhita jadihari tapasā tatat kim. And you have performed great austerities, penance, but you do not know what is Krishna, then it is useless, waste of time. Nārādhita jadi harīs tapasādhaka. What is the value of your tapasya? Real thing you do not understand. The ārādhita jadi harīs tapasādhaka kim? Nārādhita jadi harīs tapasādhaka. Antadvahi jadi harīs tapasādhaka kim? If you have learned these four principles as instructed by Bhagavan, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mangalamaskuru, very simple thing, antarvahi, within and without, if you have learned to think of Krishna, antarvahi jari hari tapasata, then where is the use of tapasya? It is already achieved. Because you are thinking always externally and internally, Krishna. Nārādhita jadi harīs. Nāntatvahi jadi harīs tamasāta takke. If you have not learned the art of thinking Krishna externally and internally, then what is the use of your so-called tapasya? So this Krishna consciousness movement is very easy. If it cannot be introduced, in large scale, collective. Individually, anyone can learn and take the benefit. Anyone, even a child. Manmana bhava mantra. And what is the result? The result is mameva shasi, asamsaya. Anyone who is doing this, asamsaya, without any doubt, you are coming to me. That is the moment. How to go back home, back to God. Not to join here in the dog's race. That is the aim. It will not make me happy, anyone happy. Prakita kriyamarani gnei karmani sarvasana. Ahamkara vimuratma kartaham iti mannat. The nature's law is working very stringently. You cannot avoid it. Devi jesa agnavai mama maya duruttaya. Mame vaja prapaddanti maya me taam tarant. So these things are there. I can quote many verses like that. But Krishna consciousness is very easy and everyone should become Krishna conscious. That is the aim of life. Nate vidu sarthagatam hi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamani. We are trying to adjust things externally, but that will never be fulfilled. Durasaya. It is hope against hope. You cannot do anything independently because you are fully under the clutches of Maya. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurali maya. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in the core of everyone's heart. He's not far away. And he's observing. In the Upanishad it is said that there are two birds on one tree. One is eating the fruit and the other is witnessing. The witnessing bird is Krishna and the eating bird is the jiva. So Krishna is so friendly that he always lives with us. Just to turn our face towards Krishna. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. What is his business? He's simply waiting for the time when we shall turn our face to Krishna. That is his business. But unfortunately, we do not want Krishna. We want something which is not Krishna. That is our disease. Still Krishna is giving us facility. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. Krishna gives intelligence, matta smriti jnanam apohanancha, that you are my part and parcel. Why you are struggling so hard in this material world? Come to me. I will give you all protection. Aham tva sarva paapi bhama khushyami. He is ready, but I will not. That's my obstination. At that time what Krishna will do? He is affectionate father. All right, what do you want to do? I want to do. All right. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. He immediately orders prakriti, maya dhakshena prakriti shirate sacharacharam. This living entity wants a body like this. So give him a body like this. Jantra. That is called jantra. It is a machine. This body is a machine. And therefore we are changing one body to another. Jantra rurhanima. This is our business. So, if I am now in a Jantra, Mercedes car, and suppose next life I ride on another Jantra, which is four-legged dog, then what is the benefit of this kind of struggle for existence? But that is going on. Therefore, Krishna warns, asaddhana purusha dharma shasa param mama prapu. The aim of life was to achieve me, Krishna says. But the result is, because he does not hear what I say, mama prapu nivartanti, again goes back, mrityu sansara vartman. This material world means to take birth and die. That is called mrityu sansara. Now I am born as Indian or as Brahmin or something like that. The next life, there is no guarantee. Krishna does not say that there is guarantee. Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change your body. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatana mayati. So, our request is that such a great science of for the human society, for understanding the problems of life, how to solve it, how to achieve the greatest success in life. We have got this in the Bhagavad Gita. Why should we neglect it? What is the reason? Other things may go on. This political fight or some fight. Fighting, this is a world of fight. Agamapaina nitya tanga tithikasya bhara matras parsastu kongti asitosna sukadukkada. This is world of sitosna sukadukkada. You cannot have all this. So tanga tithikasya bhara just try to tolerate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Trinadapi sunitena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina mananena, kitanina sadhari. We have to become tolerant than the grass on the street and forbearing more than the trees. In this way, we have to tolerate whatever is going on in this material world. Tolerance does not mean unnecessary we shall suffer. As far as possible, let us struggle. But we should not forget our real business. That is human life. Real business is that I am part and parcel of God. Moi vāṅsu jīvu. Somehow or other, I am fallen in this material condition. There is a Bengali poet, he has sung, Anadi karma phale puri bhavar navajale, tori vare nadekhi upa. Somehow or other, I am fallen in this material ocean and struggling for existence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore prays. He does not pray for any material benefit. He is teaching us nadhananga nadhananga sundari kavitanga ba jagadish kam. My Lord, Jagadish, I do not want any material happiness or wealth. Nadhananga nadhananga are great followers. Na sundarin kavita, or beautiful wife. These are the demands of the kurmis. I must have wealth, I must have position, I must have beautiful home, beautiful wife. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies. He says, na dhanangana janangana sundarin kavita bhajagadisa. He does not want even mukti, because he says next line that mama janvani janvani ishare bhavata bhakti rahituki sai. Life after life, simply let me remain your devotee. Ai nandatanuja patitam kinkaranga mam abhisame bhavam budho. Kripaya tapa pada pankaja sthita dhulisadisham vichit. So you have got such vast knowledge for achieving the goal of life. It is India. Why should we neglect? Why we should become so foolish that forget our real purpose of life and engage in will-o'-the-wisp struggle for existence, which will never be successful? Why this misconception of life? At least there must be this institution of Krishna consciousness in India, so that not only the Indians, but all outside India, they should come and learn what is Krishna consciousness. So, it is already explained, we are trying to develop this institution in Bombay. Bombay is the best city in India, and people are also very advanced and lightning. So let us combine together and develop this institution for the whole human society. That is our ambition. It is not for any sect or any creed or any particular class of man. It is for the human society, and we have got this opportunity of human body. A Bengali poet sings, Hari Hari Bi Phale Janama Gwainu Manusha Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhojiya Janiya Suniya Bishukhai. My Lord, I have wasted my this valuable life, human form of life, because I did not take to Krishna consciousness. So, if we do not take Krishna consciousness seriously in this human form of life, then we must know that you are drinking poison knowingly. Don't neglect. Try to understand. It is based on science, philosophy, shastra, knowledge. It is not a blind faith. And we are prepared to answer you in any way. The method is very simple. Even a child can take advantage of it. Not that we are manufacturing. It is sanctioned in the shastra. Kalo dosa nidhi raja. He asti eko mahanagna. This is a statement by Sukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikhi. He describes the faults of this Kali Yuga. It is just like the ocean. Kalo dosa nidhi raja. He asti eko mahanagna. But there is one very great advantage, he said. What is that? Kitanaleva Krishnasya mukta sanga param braje. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you will become free from all contamination and go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.
Some people have questions if you want to answer. Mm-hmm. Your time.
No. They do not know.
Oh,
thank you.